There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, an important new book that uncovers the danger of activist judges and how they rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Contrary to what the media are trying to tell us, the 2006 election results cannot be read as a demand for open borders, same-sex marriage, higher taxes, free trade, or bigger government. The election was a referendum on George W. Bush and his handling of the war, illegal aliens, spending, and his failure to remember who elected him. Let's look at significant conservative victories on November 7th. Seven states passed marriage amendments, Tennessee with 81%, South Carolina with 78%, Idaho with 63%, Virginia with 57%, and South Dakota with 52%. Wisconsin, where the gays thought they had their best chance, easily passed its state marriage amendment by 59%. Colorado passed a traditional marriage amendment by 56%. We now have 27 states that have passed state marriage constitutional amendments with an average majority of about 70%. Arizona overwhelmingly passed three amendments to limit taxpayer benefits to illegal aliens. By 74%, Arizona also passed an amendment to make English the official language, with half of Hispanic voters approving it. Eight states passed eminent domain initiatives to mitigate the damage done by the Supreme Court supremacist decision in Kelo versus City of New London. The biggest congressional losers in the November election were the so-called Republican moderates. They are called RINOs. That stands for Republicans in name only. Pro-family conservatives should reassert the integrity of their principled movement, rejecting all temptations to be the Bush Party or the party of big business. Conservatives should reclaim their majority in the Republican Party by outnumbering and outsmarting the false prophets of RINO politics.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. If you also believe immigrants to the U.S. should come here legally, be free from disease, learn English, obey our laws, and respect their visas, then write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. For more about immigration, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show,
a man who says a calendar's days are numbered,
Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of views. Have you been, Jeff, have you been watching the whales on the news?
I saw the whales on the news, haven't been really paying close attention to them. That's not the first time whales have done that.
No, whales do dumb things just like people do, animals of other species do.
I don't know their current status. Did they round them out of there?
Well, they were going upriver. And see, they're a salt water. You know, they're built for salt water, but these things came in and went up the river several miles. I don't know. I didn't pay that much attention until I watched it this morning. And they drove the whales back down out of the river, and now they're out under the where's it? Golden Gate Bridge, I guess. It's a big bridge. I saw that. I wasn't watching really, but I was listening and kind of watching. And now they're out there with many boats, and they're fire boats, and they're going to take water hoses like you put fires out with. And they're going to drive these whales out of there. Now, see, I don't know a thing about whales, but I know a lot about cattle and horses and dogs and sheep and pigs and any other animal. And there's something wrong with those whales. I mean, they've got a problem. First of all, it's a mama whale and a baby whale. I don't even know what the cows, bulls, calves. Well, I don't know what they call them, but anyway. It's a mother and child that's out there. So the young one follows the mother. Wherever she goes, it's going to go. Okay? Now, that thing's got a problem. It, like I told you here some time ago, I had a nice little buckskin mare. I rode her probably 7 or 8 years. Nice horse. Could do anything with her. I mean, just about as good as they come. And she lost her mind. She went nuts. I don't know whether she had a brain tumor. I wasn't going to spend any money to find out because, you know, you can spend $1,000 and still got a sick horse. So, she's gone, but, something happened to her and something's happened to this whale. It's got a brain tumor. It's got, some kind of a problem. And these people are out there just harassing it. You know, people, what does it cost? What is it costing to keep all those ships and boats and all that stuff running? Just the fuel. If everybody donated their labor, what would that be costing just to do that? And they're wasting their time. There's something wrong with that whale. When you see a herd of cattle and there's one standing off to the side, not following the herd, there's something changing. Now, if it's a mama cow and she's giving birth, that's fine. That's what she's supposed to do. But in the wintertime, you see one standing off just looking at the ground, hey, they got a problem. And you might as well know where she was, go back the next day with the rifle. Because you usually can't do much for those kind, and that's what they might as well do with that whale. But anyway, people are nuts about these animals. Now, I've got an article here, and I love animals. I think we've got 13 head of horses right now. Well, they're not all mine, but they're there. They're part of the company, so to speak. And I have an article here. It's really a good article. It was in the summer issue of Range Magazine, written by Julie M. McIver. And her and her husband are both fifth-generation ranchers who raise cattle and registered quarter horses near Fort Davis, Texas. And she writes this article, "They Don't Eat Horses." No, the article is titled, "They Eat Horses, Don't They?" with a question mark. And then it's subtitled, "Cowboy Movies in the Fifth Circuit." And Judge Ben Divers, in a recent ruling on the ban to slaughter horses for human consumption from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, said, "The lone cowboy riding his horse on a Texas trail is a cinematic icon. Not once in memory did the cowboy eat his horse." And, you know, I got to thinking back. I've seen on movies where the cowboy eats the horse. Now, I was a Gunsmoke fan once upon a time, and I remember old Doc Adams and Festus were out in the bush. They were miles and miles and miles away from nowhere. And Doc got sick, if I remember right. Something happened to Doc, and he couldn't travel. And they were way out from nowhere, and they didn't have anything to eat. And Chester says, "I'll go out and shoot a deer," or Festus. I don't know if it's Chester or Festus, one of them, because I remember the horse story more than I did who was doing it. But he said, "I'll go out and shoot a deer or whatever." And he's not gone very long, and boom, you hear him shoot. And he's immediately back to camp, and Festus said, "Oh, you did that quick." He said, "Yeah," he said, "I had good luck, you know, and all that." And they made stew or soup or something, and they got Festus well. I mean, they got the Doc well, and they got ready to ride on into town. And Doc says, "Where's my horse?" And Chester says, "Well, you're going to have to ride double on my mule." And Doc says, "Why?" He says, "Well, we ate your horse." Now, anyhow, this dumb judge never watched that episode of Gunsmoke. Now, let's go on. Do I have time? Yeah, I got a minute here. "Since when do Hollywood movies give us a sound basis for decision-making? The judge must have seen too many movies and not experienced much of the reality of life." Now, this is what Julie McIver's writing. She says, "The documented historical view of horse meat consumption in the United States is more useful method of determining it if eating horse meat is a decision the court needs to make for us." Now, I don't think she studied her lesson good enough. Not that I know so much more than she does, but when we come back, she gives some facts and figures, and I think it goes way beyond that. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
When you drop your kids off on the most...
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls.
Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
And we have returned back to the Range Magazine article on They Eat Horses, Don't They? Julie McIver goes on to say, and here's where I think she's right, but she doesn't have all of the figures, the facts here. She says, during World War II and well into the 70s, when the U.S. was not as prosperous as it is today, many people could not afford pork or beef. I don't think that's quite right. I think horse meat always sold higher than any other of our domestic livestock. I never did see it in a store. I grew up in, and then she goes on to talk about during the Depression, people ate horse meat. I don't remember that in the Depression. We always shipped our horses, not the live horses, but the meat to France, mainly France, other countries as well, but France was the big buyer of horse meat. Anyway, she says, it saddens me to think that people who lead our country... Oh, and by the way, she talks about World War II. It was World War I is when they were really going after the horse meat because government had put thoroughbred stallions out in the desert areas where the feral horses, I won't call them wild, they're no more wild than any horse you'd raise at home. If you just let him be wild, the feral horses out there, and they had a lot of horses that they would butcher at that time. And the University of Missouri has, and I took classes in that room. University of Missouri has had a horse slaughtering facility right there on campus at the university over on the agriculture campus. And the rail was in there yet when I was in school. In other words, they would slaughter the horses outside, and then they could put them on a rail and bring them into this room. And, of course, during World War II then, they needed the room, and you couldn't get building material, so they just put bleachers in that slaughtering facility, and we had classes in there following World War II. So I know it was World War I that they that the government was doing all this research on horse meat, and we were using horse meat at that time. But anyway, she said, it saddens me to think that the people who lead our country are driven by Western movies instead of cold, hard facts. People still eat horse meat, particularly in certain parts of the world. And I added that. If they want to eat it, let them. Why should the government make decisions based on fiction to determine what we can or cannot eat? And then she goes on and she talks about, you know, there's going to be 100,000 horses that you have to do something with about every year. Who's going to pay for their care? Unfortunately, the people who manage them and work with livestock will be the ones who pay for this Fifth Circuit decision. It won't be Willie Nelson, Bo Derek, or the judge, but real people who live in the real world and work with livestock every day. It will have negative consequences for the families of the hundreds of employees for slaughterhouses, trucking companies, auction houses, shipping companies, and other suppliers who work directly or indirectly with the horse slaughter industry. Now, we're not supposed to eat horses, but we're supposed to eat 80,000 sick chickens. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
And we have returned. Now, we just talked a while ago about how you're not supposed to eat a horse, right? I mean, no way, Jose, you can't eat horse meat. It is just not the thing to do, but it's all right to eat a bunch of poisoned chickens and pigs. I had the story the other day, and I didn't use it on the air, and I've lost it. We've had so many important things to talk about that I'll let that slip by, and now it's gone. But the Department of Agriculture said that I think there was 50,000 of these hogs that had been fed melamine. That, of course, is what poisoned the cats and the dogs. Remember, it poisoned them. They died. Hundreds of them. Thousands of them. I don't know, gobbing a bunch. And then they find out that melamine was in a lot of livestock feed. And so there was, I think it was 50,000 hogs, and the FDA and the USDA, they worked on that, and The first thing you know, they said, oh, we've checked them and it's all right. Go ahead and butcher those 50,000 hogs. No problem. Put them in the food chain. That's great. Pork's the other white meat. Go ahead. It's good for you. So they're in the food chain now. Now, here's this USDA release. I just got it this morning. On May the 18th, the USDA announced that testing confirms the meat from poultry fed ration supplemented with melamine is safe for human consumption. Based on the test by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the USDA will allow 80,000 birds that have been held on farms in Indiana to be released and approved for processing. 80,000 of them. Now, that's not many chickens compared to what we eat every day here in the United States. But now they're out in the food chain as well. And I wondered about that because I don't know that much about modern raising of chickens. Now, I know a lot about how to raise chickens on the farm, where you got a mama chicken and a papa chicken and a baby chicken, and you know, the mother chicken sets on the eggs for 21 days, and they hatch, and she scratches and clucks and eats the cow pucky and catches the bugs, and the little chickens grow up, and if they were hatched in early spring, they'll be ready to eat by the 4th of July. Well, today, they raise these chickens in batteries or in chicken houses, and they eat them, and I want to say 6 weeks, but I know it's no later than 8 weeks. They're real young. All right, now, and I assume these were broiler chickens. I don't know that. But assuming they are, what do you do with 80,000 broiler chickens after they're ready to butcher? I don't know. Do they turn them into, I should have called somebody that's in the business, but you'd have to talk to one of the multinational corporations. anyway, do they turn them into baking hens or they're called them broilers. We always call them fryers on the farm. But what do you call those little things that, Jeff, you're a connoisseur of all those finer things in life. What do you call them when they're not fryers? What are they?
They're not layers.
No, they're you eat them. They're
broilers. I don't know.
No. The fryers are broilers.
Okay.
Then you got these little baking hens or whatever. I can't remember
Cornish hens.
Huh?
Not the Cornish hen.
Well, they would be a Cornish hen, yeah. But anyway, let's go on. The point I'm making is...
They turn them into chicken nuggets. That's what they do to them.
They cut them up in little bitty pieces. You don't know what you're getting. Anyway, here's 80,000 of them that have been fed melamine. The same thing that would kill the dogs and the cats. Didn't kill the chickens, but it's all right for us to eat them because it didn't kill the chickens. Okay. Don't eat a horse, but eat them there poison chickens. Oh, by the way... That reminds me of something. I started to say I had this story about the 50,000 hogs, and I've misplaced it. It's gone. So I get calls and emails, and Jeff gets them regularly. People will say, Derry had a show on the other day that had to do with, let's say, the Department of Agriculture saying it was all right to eat these 80,000 chickens. All right, I've done this thing. I've done the show. I talked about it. And this goes immediately into the wastebasket. I might keep it overnight or something. If it gets in my brief, in my box I carry down here, I might not throw it away till the next day. All right? All right. 2 weeks from now, somebody's going to call and say, could you give me the information on that? No, I can't. There's no way. And I have like 1,200 files, 1,200 of them. I've got two great big file cabinets full of files on things that I think are important. But I don't file these kind of stories. And if you want to, if something rings your bell and you would like to take it to a meeting or something, and this is what most people say, well, I've got a meeting Friday night and I need that information. And they'll call you on Thursday. And
they won't know when they heard it.
They won't know when they heard it. And I've pitched it a month or two before.
So the point is, mark it down when you hear it.
Call
the day you hear it, and then we're closer to the source, and we can track those things down. And sometimes, Derry, even if it is 2 weeks out, if they know the show, you know, I may be able to go back in the archives and find the source. But when they don't know the show, they say it could be a month, it could have been last year. It's nearly hopeless.
Thank you, Jeff. I needed all the help I could get. We'll be right back. Our number, it's 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Health insurance or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2641 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2641. There's absolutely no obligation.
The Journal of the American Medical Association has confirmed that consuming B6 and folic acid significantly lowers the risk of heart attack or death due to heart disease. These proven nutrients, combined with the key ingredient trimethylglycine, makes Cardio-1 the most complete formula for optimal cardiovascular health. White willow bark, known as the natural aspirin, further strengthens this revolutionary product, Cardio-1. A healthy heart needs these proven nutrients, and they're found in Cardio-1, chelation therapy made easy. Chelation has been compared to a roto-rooter in the cardiovascular system. It removes plaque and returns the arterial system to a smooth, healthy state. Removing arterial plaque from your body may help reduce your risk of heart attack by as much as 85% and improve overall health. To order a 30-day supply of Cardio-1, send $43.95 to Cardio-1, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Do you struggle getting to sleep easily or staying asleep? Do you wake up stiff and feeling like you didn't get a good night's sleep? Hi, this is Byron Richards, founder of Wellness Resources. Our most popular sleep-enhancing formula is called Relaxamag. It contains a special kind of magnesium known as magnesium bisglycinate, which is the mineral magnesium bound to two amino acids of glycine. Magnesium helps to relax muscles and nerves, while glycine works in your brain as a relaxant neurotransmitter. The combination is a powerful way to turn off the stressors of the day and help enter a restorative, deeper sleep that is so vital for your health. Ordering is easy. Call 1-800-717-9355. That's 1-800-717-WELL. Or go to www.dairybrownfield.com, click on the online catalog, and go to Health Products. All Wellness Resources supplements are 20% off for online orders. Wellness Resources prides itself in getting out all orders the same or next business day. Don't struggle with a restless night. You have choices at Wellness Resources. Get well soon.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show
and the man who likes to sing along at the opera,
Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Got a call a while ago, wanted to talk about the amnesty bill, and everybody else is discussing it. We have discussed it some, but I'm on an animal kick today. And to not change the subject too much, I want to kind of stick with the subject here. You know, the real people that are animal lovers are the people that the PETA kind of people hate. The real people that take care of animals know what they're doing. And, you know, somebody says, oh, well, I've had a horse all my life. Well, that may be. but you haven't had hundreds of them that you had to break and train and feed and take care of. And the more you have, the more you learn. You don't learn much from riding a horse. So here we go. People look at animals and think they have human personalities, which they absolutely do not. The Fish and Wildlife Service, Department of the Interior, has what they call, well, it's a public law. We passed this thing. Our Congress passed this. The Great Ape Conservation Act of 2000. Now, how many great apes are native to the United States of America that Congress would have any control over? The only great apes I know would be Congress themselves. So, but anyhow, to assist the conservation of great apes by supporting, and get these figures here, by supporting and providing financial resources for the conservation programs of countries within the range of great apes, and projects are persons with demonstrated expertise in the conservation of great apes, these great ape countries can get project grants. Project work should occur within the ape range. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? You know, I've been pretty well all over the United States, and like I said, the only apes that I have seen have been in the halls of Congress. Or it works to be conducted outside of the range. The proposal should show a clear reverence to ape conservation. Anyway, these countries are getting grants from us through the Department of Interior. We're sending money to these foreign countries to protect the apes. Now, you know, if we were rich, I can't see anything wrong with that. If we had tons of money, if our government was wealthy, if we had oil wells pumping in everybody's backyard, a chicken in every pot, two cars in every garage, people could work 8 hours a day and the wife stay at home and take care of the kids and get their home paid for in a reasonable length of time. It's not that way, ladies and gentlemen. America is the biggest debtor nation ever. We owe, and I know so many trillions of dollars, they're telling us $8 trillion, but people, that's just a drop in the bucket of what we really owe. And here we're sending money off to foreign lands so that they can study apes. Just more ignorance gone to seed. Now, back to the animal thing again. You have to understand animals in order to be able to get along with them, to know how to take care of them. And different species of animals have different ways of doing things. I watched a thing the other night on television. And it was a documentary, and it was very well done. It had to do with elephants. I don't know where they were, but they were out of water. And this herd of elephants, and they water according to who's the biggest and the meanest. The bull elephants stay together, more or less, except during breeding time. And there was a dozen of these old bull elephants came up to this one little water hole about the size of a 5-gallon bucket. And, of course, and cattle, horses are worse than cattle. Horses will stand back and wait because they know if they go up to the water hole first, they're going to get the wadding kicked out of them because the head honcho in there is going to see that happens. And my wife, she says, oh, I hate to see those horses fight like that. I said, they're horses. They're going to do that. I said, she can get out of the way. She doesn't have to go in there and get kicked. She knows to stay back. Well, anyway, now you can break them. You can break them from doing that. But it's a full-time job to get that accomplished. I had three colts that a fellow, an old gentleman, was feeding for me. And he'd feed all three colts in a tub, in one wash tub. And they'd come up. One of them would come in, get a bite, and step back. The other one would come in, get a bite, and step back. The third one would come in, get a bite, and step back. By that time, the other one was ready to get another. I said, George, how in the world did you teach them to do that? He said, if they just lay their ears back, I hit them with this bucket. So you can break them, but it's not horse nature to be broke. Anyhow, here we go. with these wolves. This is in the Metro Park Zoo, where two wolves, they're all females now, these two females killed a 12-year-old gray wolf in the Wolf Wilderness exhibit. And I guess people watched this happen, and, oh, it upset them something terrible. Well, they're wolves, ladies and gentlemen. When the pack senses weakness, now I'm reading this article. When the pack senses weakness or illness, their first inclination is to eliminate that for the health and strength of the pack. Well, she was a little on the weak side, this 12-year-old was, and those others had just been probably waiting to kill her for the last 5 years, and they finally decided to gang up on her and do it. It's as simple as that. But people don't understand how that works. Back to the horse deal. If you have one horse in there that whips everything, why, you say, well, let's get him out of there. The minute you take him out, another one's going to take over. That's just the way they work. I had a little, there for a while, I thought I wanted to have some of these little miniature horses. And, boy, they were beautiful. These were little Palomino horses. And I don't remember what they were, but they were little enough. They weren't the itty-bitty ones that don't look like horses. These were as big as they could be and still be miniatures. And they were beautiful little horses, had little Arabian kind of faces on them, and they were pretty nice. And I had this little stallion, and he was the only one. I'd got kind of disgusted with him, and I'd gotten rid of all of them but this one little stallion. And I kept him in a corral, not a corral, but a little pasture. By himself. You couldn't turn him out with other horses. He would eat up a 1,400-pound gelding. And you say, oh, that's ridiculous. They can't do that. Yes, they can. He did. And I had a cowboy helping me one day, and he said, I'm going to leave my horse out here tonight because we were going to use them the next day. I said, just put him in the yard. Oh, I'll turn him down here where he can go to water. I said, we'll water him up here. That's no problem. I'll just turn him down there with that pony. I said, I don't think you want to turn him down there with that pony. He said, why? I said, well, that little horse will eat him up. He said, he won't eat him up. He said, this horse is the boss. He said, I've had him for years. He said, he's whipped everything that's ever been put with him. I said, then turn him in there. I wanted to see him kick the wadding out of that little horse. Turned him in there, and within 5 minutes, he says, I believe I'll go get him out. That little thing just ate him up. But anyway, that's the way animals are. Now, Representative Stephen Pierce, he's a Republican from New Mexico. He said, what we can only imagine, the other people said, we can only imagine that what Stephen Pierce of New Mexico said was a poorly considered joke. And I don't think he was joking. He said he hoped the Department of Fish and Wildlife would release gray Mexican wolves in Central Park in Washington, D.C. And everybody thought that was a joke. I'm sure he was serious about that. Once people understand what wolves do, they'd have a totally different attitude about having them in your backyard. He said, I think we should bring them here and turn them loose on the National Mall. Pierce said this during a House Natural Resources Committee hearing on whether the Bush administration has meddled with science related to the Endangered Species Act. Pierce comes from Hobbs, New Mexico. He was rallying about the wolves. He was railing about the wolves since 1998, having been released on the western border of his state. Some county officials in New Mexico have asked federal authorities to remove the wolves. Fish and Wildlife denied the request. Pierce described recent attacks on horses, saying wolves devoured an animal like piranhas. Nothing is more attractive to a wolf than the sound of a crying baby. He said it would only be fair to visit the same fang fears of the people in New York City and Washington, D.C. We're seeing in this wolf release area, and they win by intimidation. The Fish and Wildlife does. They find you and send you to prison for life, practically, for shooting a wolf. But it's all right if they eat your horses, kill your dogs, and bring your kids in the house. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
With energy prices climbing higher every day, more and more people...
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
And we have returned. I need to clarify something here, probably, because there's people out there that say, oh, Brownfield, you're terrible talking about those horses like that. When horses get their pecking order, if they're out in a big pasture, I've never had but one horse ever got hurt fighting. And I had a stallion one time that let a mare kick him and broke a leg, and they had to put him down. Other than that, they can kick the wadding out of one another if they're butt to butt when they kick. And boy, this sounds like a gun shooting when their feet hit, but it doesn't hurt them. They're covered with horsehide, and they do that. I mean, that's just the way they work. The only time that they get hurt is if they crowd up in a corner or something, and one of them runs the other one through a barbed wire fence or something. But horses out in a big pasture, they're not going to get hurt. They'll learn their pecking order, and they'll honor that pecking order. In other words, if one of them comes up to drink, the boss is going to come drink. And he might stand there for a half a day, but the others are going to stand back and wait till he gets out of the way. Now, I'm talking about horses. If you're riding a horse every day and he's tired, that's a different deal. They don't act like that. I'm talking about loose horses in a pasture, that particularly ones that haven't been handled much. If they act like wild horses, they're going to be acting like wild horses. We were visiting. I have a good friend here in the studio that he got in the horse business here some years ago. And I told him, I said, Charlie, it doesn't cost much to keep horses if you let them be horses. If you're going to think you have to keep them in the barn and feed them twice a day, then that's a different deal. You're going to get a lot of money tied up. But if you just turn them out and let them run and you got plenty of grass and plenty of room, it doesn't cost a thing because you can turn your horses where the cows have already eaten the grass off. And horses will stay fat. But anyhow, back to the... I started to tell the elephant story a while ago. These elephants, these bull elephants, coming up to this little bitty water hole, and there's probably a dozen of them, and this one was an old, old, old elephant. And he stood back, and he waited, and he waited, and he waited. And those other elephants weren't drinking fast enough, and he was about to die from thirst, and he broke in where he shouldn't have, and they killed him. I mean, you watched the whole thing on television. One of them just got him down and stuck a tusk in his right in his chest, and that was the end of him. He never got up. So this is typical of animals. They're not like people. Well, they are like people. I guess if people were dying of starvation or dying of thirst, they'd probably do the same thing. But anyway, we have wolves now here in the state of Missouri. An Ozark cattle rancher shot and killed a wolf from a breeding pair that escaped from a Branson, Missouri area exotic animal park 2 months ago, said the Missouri Department of Conservation. Okay, the Stone County resident told a conservation agent that he saw the wolf chasing his cattle and shot it. I hear music. When we come back, we'll finish the wolf story. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
I'm proud to have the Paragon Foundation as a sponsor of the Derry Brownfield Show. But what is the Paragon Foundation and what do they do? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
This is not a job to us. This is something that we believe in our very hearts and our very souls. And all of us have been involved in these scraps. My family lost everything they had, and there's no way to go back and get that. There's nothing that can ever be done to get my family or all those other families back their property, and I understand that. But the things that we learned right there, we can turn around and keep somebody that's listening today or somebody that will call today, keep them from losing their property. And that's where I think the value in this foundation is.
Join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free, 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
If you have acne, please listen carefully. The makers of EpiClear have an offer you can't afford to miss. We want anyone that has embarrassing pimples, blemishes, breakouts, or any irritation caused by acne to have a free trial of EpiClear. We're letting customers try it free because we know once you try EpiClear's powerful one-step spray, you'll see why over 250,000 people have chosen EpiClear to solve their acne problems. There's truly never been an easier solution for problem skin. You just spray and walk away. One simple step. It's that easy. EpiClear was clinically proven to show a 500% improvement in acne in just 4 weeks. Try a bottle free. See why people love this product. See why EpiClear is the fastest growing acne treatment in the country.
Call now for your free 30-day trial. 1-800-654-0103. That's 1-800-654-0103. 1-800-654-0103. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-654-0103. Shipping and handling not included.
And we are in the home stretch. Now, this Ozarks cattle rancher in Ozarks is a town in southern Missouri. He shot and killed this male wolf. Now, remember, it's a male wolf. From a breeding pair that escaped from the Branson area exotic animal pack 2 months ago. Now, this is an older article. I've held it since April. So, it's, she's probably whelped by now. But anyway, whelped, for those of you who are not doggy-fied, that's the, you know, they have puppies, they call that whelping. Mares have colts, and cats have kittens, and bears have cubs, and bats have bitterns. Anyhow, when oysters have pearls, squirrels, they just have little squirrels or something like that. But anyway, she was this female was already bred when they got out. They just killed the male. Dan Atkin, a Missouri Department of Conservation agent for Stone County, said the department will not file charges. See, if I would have shot the thing, I wouldn't have told anybody in the first place, but people do that. The department also won't identify the man who shot the wolf because he did nothing wrong and promptly notified officials. Well, in this case, he did nothing wrong by promptly notifying the officials. But in most cases, you do something wrong when you do notify the officials. Anyway, he said they'd already killed a baby calf, and 2 weeks before, anyway, 2 weeks before that, they'd killed a baby calf. And then the conservation agent said the man was within his rights to protect his property. Well, that's in Missouri because we don't have wolves in Missouri. They're not a protected species in the state of Missouri. But in these western states, they are a protected species, and I don't have the figures here with me, but they can fine you tens of thousands of dollars for shooting a wolf. And people, the ranchers, they can't leave their dogs at home. They have to keep them in a dog pen or a fenced-in area because the wolves come in the backyard and kill them. We have several instances where they've come right in someone's corral and killed their horse. So, and back to this thing in Missouri, there's no mention of the pregnant female wolf that escaped with the male. So the gestation period, I assume, on a wolf would be the same as a dog because they're practically big dogs, and that's about the size of it. I'd say it'd be 60 to 62 days. That's what it is in most dogs. So she's had pups by now. Is this an attempt now to just covertly reestablish a wolf population in Missouri? You know, did they get out on their own, or did maybe somebody accidentally leave a gate open on purpose? Once a pack becomes established, then would they become a protective status that would not allow ranchers and farmers and people in town to shoot them? So I'm kind of going back and agreeing with the senators that said, hey, let's turn them loose where they'll do some good. Let's put them in Central Park, New York City. But the Safari Club, now I'm not saying Sierra, I'm saying Safari Club International, and the National Rifle Association is defending the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, who wants to delist wolves in Minnesota and Michigan. They say there's so many wolves there now, they're causing problems, which everybody that knows anything about wolves knew they would in the beginning. And Fish and Wildlife Service wants to delist them, and the do-gooders want to keep them there. Without letting the state authorities take care of the deal. Anyhow, delisting of wolves enables the states of Minnesota and Michigan and Wisconsin, those three states, to manage their populations. So they're getting to be so many of them that, hey, they're causing a lot of problems. And today is Friday. We will have a program for you Monday, although it's a holiday. Stay tuned. Now may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
About the clouds if we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you.
If you